Welcome to this deep dive. Today we're looking into some concerns about email security and data protection. It's centered on a financial institution and specifically communications from one individual.
That's right. We've got some source material here, mainly an analysis of email screenshots and a written summary of findings. The goal is really to understand the security issues raised and, you know, what this person's role was.
Okay, so let's start with the emails. The analysis mentions Fons Depot Bank, which is now FNZ Bank. What stands out there?
Well, the volume, first off, the search term at fondsdepotbank.de, it returned 521 hits.
Wow, 521. So definitely not just a couple of messages. This suggests quite a bit of interaction.
Exactly, sustained engagement. And we see direct comms with bank employees, like an alexander.engelbrecht at fondsdepotbank.de.
And it wasn't just receiving emails, right? The analysis shows outgoing messages, too.
Yes, quite a few. From addresses like at Engelbrecht at plasma-generator.de, and interestingly, from DSGVO at fondsdepotbank.de.
DSGVO. That's the German GDPR equivalent, isn't it?
It is. And there were like 133 sent emails from that specific DSGVO address.
Okay, sending emails from a GDPR-focused address really signals a deliberate effort to address something specific, probably compliance or data protection related.
Seems that way. It points towards a proactive stance, not just passively receiving info.
What about the subjects of these emails? Any clues there?
Yeah, a few interesting ones. Things like FDC Toy, 103125, AW and Frage Contact Formula, which is like re-contact form inquiry.
Hmm.
Also, Vert FD Begriff gets steal. Roughly, value FD term is soaring. And Umfirmierung, which means restructuring or rebranding. A mix of things.
Okay, and the analysis also mentioned exploring legal angles. Something about Mandatsaufnahme and Anwalt.de.
Right. Mandatsaufnahme is about taking on a client or mandate, and Anwalt.de is a German legal services portal. So yeah, it suggests looking into formal or legal structures.
But there was one specific quote highlighted, wasn't there, about structural entanglements.
Yes, that was quite direct. Pulled from the email content in the screenshot. Langjährige strukturelle Verflechtungen mit Fondsdepotbank GmbH potenziell Befangenheitsschutzbedarf.
Which translates to
Longstanding structural entanglements with Fondsdepotbank GmbH potential bias need for protection. That's pretty explicit.
It really is. That points to some deep-seated concerns beyond just technical glitches.
Absolutely. And it ties into the wider summary we have, which talks about a serious format problem in the bank's email system.
A format problem causing misdirected emails. That sounds bad.
Yeah, fundamentally risky. Misdirected sensitive info is a major privacy issue. The summary also flagged the standard first name last name at domain.de format as a security risk.
How so?
Vulnerable to OSINT open source intelligence gathering and phishing attacks. Easier for bad actors to guess or confirm valid email addresses.
Right, okay. Now the summary makes a crucial point about the individual involved, doesn't it? Despite having access.
Correct. It stresses they did not misuse customer data. Instead, the picture painted is someone who spent months documenting these flaws, reporting them, flagging that warnings weren't acted upon.
And even mentioned things like deleted customer orders and CRM issues.
Yes, those points were raised too. It suggests the problems might have gone beyond just the email system structure.
So the narrative is, Joe Yu, not misuser.
Exactly. And they didn't stop at reporting internally. They apparently initiated a petition for digital security. That FDE wine thing seems to have evolved into a broader initiative at fdcoin.de.
Interesting. So pushing for wider change, what about the individual's own statement? Does it add more context?
It does. They highlight a long background of 40 plus years in the digital space, including time at Fondsdepotbank, FNZ Bank. So they claim familiarity with the systems.
And they confirm reporting these issues repeatedly.
Yeah.
Specifically the domain mix-ups.
Yes, that's a key part of their statement, that different domains might have been confused, leading to sensitive data going astray. And crucially, they claim these warnings were ignored.
Ignored, and then they faced public accusations.
That's their claim. Public accusations surfaced without any prior contact or, they say, a factual check. This gap between internal reporting and external fallout is, well, it's striking.
Which naturally leads to the legal steps they've taken. Cease and desist, declaratory judgment.
Right. And the emphasis, according to their statement, isn't punitive. It's about clarification.
Yeah.
They used a quote.
It's the German one. Diese Klage erhebt nicht die Hand, sie richtet das Licht.
Yeah, that's it. This lawsuit does not raise a fist, it shines a light. And it continues, I am not suing to destroy, but to clarify.
So, framing it as setting the record straight.
Pretty much. So bringing it all together, this deep dive shows, well, quite a bit of evidence pointing to someone actively trying to flag significant email security risks within a major bank.
Yeah, detailed communications, specific examples, even attempts at broader advocacy.
Uh-huh. And that narrative clashes sharply with public accusations, leading to this legal effort focused purely on clarification, according to the individual.
Okay. So for you listening, this whole situation really makes you think, doesn't it? If someone inside a large company finds what they believe are critical security flaws, how do they effectively get them addressed?
Especially if initial warnings seem to fall on deaf ears, what's the next step?
And what happens when, instead of resolution, the person raising the alarm faces public backlash? What real recourse is there? It's definitely something to ponder in our digital age, where these kinds of vulnerabilities can have huge impacts.